In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 14, this is letter 5151, Baruch Hashem, the 21st day of Shabbat, Tov Shin Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is sending it to the young man, a bocher. His name was Moshe Betzalel Sheyichya, Wechselstein, his last name. Moshe Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, it was pleasant to me to receive your letter in which you write about your set time for learning Chassidus, Divrei Elokim Chayim, that take place in the shul, and that you and several of your friends participate in this shir on a regular basis. Apparently, this Moshe Betzalel of Wechselstein, he himself was not from a Hasidic family, but there was a shir on Chassidus given in the shul, and he said that he participates regularly in that shir. And the Rebbe blesses Yehiratzen that the will of Hashem that's in your hand should be successful to increase all parts of Torah. Yagdil Torah v'yadir, to increase the level of Torah by spreading the wellsprings in every place and place. The Rebbe says, when it's understood from this holy Zohar, the language that's in volume 3, page 152a, Ovadiri says that the inner of Torah, the esoteric part of Torah, Pnimiyas HaTorah, is the soul of the Torah. The revealed part is the body of Torah. So the Halacha, Talmud, that's the body of Torah. The Chassidus, Pnimiyas HaTorah, that's the soul of Torah. Now, when you add energy in the soul, you can immediately see the impact in all the limbs of the body. So, basically, if there is an additional increase in the inner part of Torah, of course it'll impact the body. Since the Rebbe says all of the description and the examples of Torah are very precisely accurate to the... So when we're saying a body and soul, it really fits that example. So therefore we understood that, as we said before, all the above is also when you learn the inner part of Torah and its impact in the revealed part of Torah. The Rebbe basically saying, the more Chassidus you will learn and your set will not only give you an increase, Yagdil Torah v'yadil, learning more Chassidus, but that will help you also in the other part. Because the soul adds to the body. And if you increase the soul, that will increase the body as well. And the Rebbe also references a very interesting Talmud, saying in the Talmud, and there was this, the Rebbe mentioned it many times, that there was a the person told his servant to store the wheat up in the attic. And in those days, the way they used to preserve, they used to take some of the earth, it's called chumtin, and mix it in with it, and that would sort of preserve the wheat. So this guy tells him, his worker, to go up. He brings out the, he brought up the crops upstairs, he brought the grain. And then he asks him, did you put in that amount of chumtin into the kur of wheat? He said, no. He said, then why'd you bother bringing it up? Because you're not gonna preserve it. If without the preserving, there's no point in bringing it up because it's not going to last. The Rebbe is referencing, if you don't add the preservative of nigla, for the nigla, the Torah, with the investment of Chassidus, the nigla isn't going to last, the revealed part. So the Rebbe says, this is understood as far as sustaining of the learning. So learning Chassidus isn't going to take away, it's going to actually preserve everything else that you're learning. And the Rebbe says, in addition to this, in the Moshul of the Zohar, that this will also add, which the Zohar says it's like a soul. So this would add more energy, more passion in your study of the revealed part of Torah. That comes through the study of the inner part of Torah. And the Rebbe references also based on what's explained in Likutei Torah in the explanation of the Maimer Lo Yisashbit. The Rebbe blesses him for tremendous success in the holy work that is said in spreading the wellspring of Chassidus in every place and place. And here the Rebbe ends, as we learned in the previous letter. The Rebbe says, I'm sure I don't have to point out to you, and also your friends, Yichyu, don't allow yourself to be dragged in debates with waging a war against the opponents. It's a waste of the time. And this is part of the tricks of the other side to confuse the work of spreading the wellsprings about he's trying to draw in those who work in spreading the wellsprings to arguments and response to machlokes, to discord about the important, the holiness of the teaching of Chassidus. He wants to get you into the debate. You should prove to them and you should get you involved in this. And therefore, once you get involved in that discord, there will be less time for the ultimate purpose of the work, and the main is spreading the teaching of Chassidus everywhere. It's not about debating anybody. It's not about proving to anybody the holiness, but to actually spread it. And the Rebbe responds now to a question that he asked in the Tanya in the beginning of the first chapter. Over there, the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, discusses about the person has the three garments that he uses, which is thought, speech, and action, that the person uses to fulfill the mitzvahs and everything else. So the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya that the advantage of those three garments of the soul is even greater than the nefesh, ruach, and neshama, than the soul itself. As the Zohar says, that the Torah and Hashem is really one. So basically, when you're learning Torah, your mind and speech is invested in Torah, you are connecting to Hashem Himself, as opposed to just your soul. It may be holy, but it's not Hashem Himself. But he asked the Rebbe, but also Jews are connected to Hashem. It's not only the Torah. We say, the Rebbe says that by the Yidden, the language, it says there are three knots that are tied together. The Rebbe references the Likutei Torah Zohar. So when you say you knot things together, it doesn't mean that they're one. You can take two different separate things and you can tie them together. Then there is another expression is that the Yidden are united but him, that over there it's like it says, Rebbe, different places. But the Rebbe says it's different. The Torah with Hashem is more one than a Yid is with Hashem. It's not at the same. And the Rebbe uses the different languages that same, but it doesn't mean at that level. And the Rebbe also brings down another language of the Tanya that it says that when you learn Torah, you do mitzvahs, you utilize, that's the way you get included by performing Torah mitzvahs, adekima Torah mitzvahs. But on your own, a soul is connected, but not so much as it gets connected through Torah mitzvahs. And the Rebbe further references to chapter 23, which talks about Torah has even a greater connection to Hashem, even the mitzvahs. The Rebbe Sef references the notes, and the Rebbe says there is a common language that says that Yisrael Oraitcha Vikuchabrichu Kuluchad, Hashem the Torah and Yidden are really one. The Jews, the Torah and one are one. The Rebbe said, I have not found yet that source for that exact saying. Perhaps the Rebbe says this is came about because they mixed up from the language. It says there are three knots. So basically the Rebbe is saying from all the points that there is a greater connection through Torah and Mitzvahs to Hashem than the Neshama itself is connected to Hashem. And even the Rebbe says that you're going to find the change that in the saying that's brought down in the Tanya, so the Rebbe says that that tells us that this, the connection of the three, that the Eibishter's connection with the Torah is much greater than that. The Rebbe explains it, but it's holding on. But there's different levels of connection, so that's how the Rebbe answers. And the Rebbe concludes with blessings for good news. And this is in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. So the Rebbe addresses his question over here about the unity that it says in Tanya that takes place through Torah and Mitzvahs. And the Rebbe points out that it's stronger and bigger through learning Torah. And the Rebbe also encourages him to continue those classes and spreading it out. But don't get into debates, don't let you get yourself dragged in, because that's only a waste of time and that's part of the tactics of the Yetzer Hara. And the Rebbe is very happy about the classes that take place that he attends. And the Rebbe says that the Zohar says that the inner part of Torah gives energy, and therefore it will give energy. And the Rebbe also brings down from the Gemara, so it provides energy. And if you just learn and if you don't put in that extra kaf chumtin, then it's not going to last. So therefore, the Rebbe encourages him to continue to spread the wellsprings, not to get into the debates, and the Rebbe blesses him with success.